Welcome to the Miracles and Wellness Podcast. I'm Clarissa Booker, your holistic health coach and beauty expert. I know how stress can derail your well-being as an entrepreneur. I'll be sharing simple strategies to reduce stress, ditch stress eating, and replace other habits while energizing your day by incorporating more plants onto your plate. With small shifts that can boost your health, happiness, and productivity. Whether you're seeking guidance with weight loss, stress release, or just a moment to recharge, I invite you to join me. Let's optimize your wellness path. So be open to receive because I believe that miracles are for everyone. Let's go. Hey there, friend. How are you doing today? I hope you're having a wonderful day. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about wellness practices and how they can help support a weight loss journey. Because that's what it is, a journey, as in every day of our life, we just keep evolving, right? So what I've also spoken about before is not getting caught up in fad diets, strenuous workouts, like going to the gym and going literally like all day. We want to also rest our bodies and anything that's quick fix solutions. So whenever you're seeing any marketing that's aimed at anything quick fix, anything fad, just being mindful of that and taking that as a red flag. Okay, that's not going to be sustainable. And if it seems too good to be true, a lot of times you already know how that goes. It usually is. And even when you think about that, if you think that maybe over the years, not paying attention to your well-being, your health has maybe gone on a decline, for example, this has happened over time. You just didn't wake up 2 weeks later and you was like, bam, this is how I am today. It happened over time, right? So just thinking about that in aspect to your health and giving yourself that grace to take one day at a time and not beating yourself up, all right? So we know it's just not physical. It's not just working out. It's not just eating. So it's a combination of different aspects in our life. And I will say that even if you go to the gym every day or 5 days a week or whatever that is, even if you're just starting out and you're starting out at 3 days, don't be like, well, did she just say every day? I'm about to run. You can start out with 3 days a week. Okay. It's just a lot of times whenever you get into the habit of working out, you just love the benefits and love how you feel that you just want to do it all the time. You'd be like, oh, this feels so good. And you just in, right? And it just becomes a part of your lifestyle. But at the same token, it's more than moving your body. It's more than working out. It's so much more. We know that's also what we put in our body. It's how we live our life. So let's talk briefly about intersecting our wellness and our weight loss world, right? So one topic that you know that I'm always talking about is reducing our stress because our mental health is extremely important and it can go from stress to anxiety to overwhelm to burnout to depression. And there is a lot of emotions, a lot of feelings that can encompass, right? And elevating stress levels can lead to emotional eating, distress eating, and disruptions in our metabolism. It's amazing how something that, if you don't think about it, can have so much impact on your life. And you might not even notice it until it's farther down the line. So we always want to pay attention to that, right? And mindfulness and meditation practices can also help and manage and improve those stress levels and anxiety levels. And there's many, many practices. Even when we talk about moving our body or working out, it doesn't exactly get rid of the stress or anxiety. If it's like something that's like, oh, you just had a moment in a day and it's like, oh, you're just a little frazzled. Yes, going to the gym will definitely help that. But if it's something that's chronic going on, it's going to take more than just moving your body. It is a tool, yes, but it can be much bigger than that. Because somebody can work out every day and they can look absolutely amazing and their physique could be on 100. But inside, they might still be feeling depressed, anxious, right? They might be having different kinds of thoughts throughout their mind. So it's much bigger than that. And I do see that sometimes where people be like, I just have to work out. And that's just one component. It depends on what's going on, but it's usually more involved than that. Okay. So this is why we also were saying we're incorporating together, wellness and the weight loss, right? So reducing those stress levels. So whether you're getting a meditation, a mindfulness practice, having somebody that you could talk to, whether somebody like me, which is a wellness coach, a health coach, also therapists, there's different kinds of people that can offer you the support. Or if you have a non-judgmental, neutral person in your life that's not going to judge you, that you can trust. Sometimes it's a little better having another party outside of your close circle. It just kind of depends on where you're at with that. And, you know, stress triggers will release cortisol, and this hormone, it can increase the appetite, right? And this is when we get to that stress eating, that emotional eating, and that gravitating to more of the so-called comfort foods, right? The high calorie dense foods, those high sugary foods, and they might taste good in the moment, but they might have you feeling lethargic and just like kind of heavy and icky. Do you ever feel like that sometimes? And then that might go into that guilt spiral. It can transition into a whole nother layer, right? So just being aware of that, just pausing and allowing those emotions to do the thing, do whatever it needs to do to work through, you know, just allowing whatever that is to come up, right? If you're in a safe environment and you're around people, for example, just allowing those emotions, those levels to process so that we don't stuff them down. Because if you try to do something to suppress it, they're not going to go anywhere. They're still going to be there. All right. And also something else doing, which also can help in our holistic approach to our weight loss, is sleep quality, right? Having good sleep hygiene. And do you have a wind down hour near the end of the night? Blue light also helps. Having your electronics away from you. I mean, I have my electronics where at a certain time they like cut off. Even if I'm still awake, I will not get notifications for text messages and phone calls and things of that nature. And whatever that is that can help you wind down, right? Trying to get at least about 7 to 9 hours of sleep. And this can vary depending on your life at the moment. Say you have a newborn at home and you're up nursing, or, you know, you're changing diapers, or even if you have a child that's older that's getting up at night, or your children away at college, right? So there's different seasons that we're in our life, and you have to take each one for what it is, right? Because you might be like, well, I have twins at home. How am I going to get all this sleep, right? So you just have to navigate and find out what works for you, whether you are by yourself or whether you have help along the way. We're all different, but just being aware of that, trying to get that amount of sleep and figuring out how you could get it. You might have to go to sleep earlier, right? If somebody might be like, well, you need to sleep at this time, but that might not work for your schedule. And trying to make a routine of that and falling asleep at the same time, all right? Whatever relaxation techniques, it might be good for you to also have a meditation practice at night, doing some journaling. So if you have some heavy thoughts going on in your mind at that time before you go to bed, just journaling it out, getting it out on paper, helping you process it, maybe some yoga, some relaxation, right? Just whatever that is that's going to help get you into that more of that calm state. Also, another thing we can do is help improve our digestive health, okay? Techniques such as abdominal breathing, mindful eating can also promote better digestion and nutrient absorption, which are absolutely vital for effective weight loss as well. Because when you think about when you're eating too quickly, you ever feel you might feel bloated, and you might already even be full if you're eating too quickly. That's not going to be helpful to you. Just paying attention to your senses, using all your senses when you eat, just taking a moment to enjoy your food and just slowing down and being present in the moment, okay? Can you set up an environment where there's no distraction, right? And we also go over this in BWA, Balanced Wellbeing Academy. And then something really important is our mental resilience, all right? Because just helping with your resilience and your journey to losing weight on your weight loss journey will in real life pick up with setbacks, okay? There's going to be ups and downs. Nothing's linear. It doesn't matter what you're trying to accomplish. It's not a straight line, all right? So just being able to build that mental resilience and that positive mindset, just allowing yourself to grow, taking that one day at a time. That's why people say focus on the little wins, okay? Because that will help you along the way. Giving yourself that grace and talking to yourself with compassion as you overcome each challenge each day, not beating yourself up, knowing that something might happen. Are you giving yourself the grace that is needed each day? Yes, you missed your workout, or you did eat something that isn't in alignment with nutrient density for you, what's going on in your life, for your health, okay? Being aware of that, writing that down, you know, and being like, okay, I had this today, but I did all this, Monday through Friday, I was okay. And Saturday, I meant to treat myself by going shopping, but instead, I went out and I ate XYZ, okay? And just taking it for what it is and not beating yourself up, being like, it's okay, I stopped myself right here. So if you stop yourself at that one moment, then it'll keep you from going throughout the whole weekend like that, right? Because sometimes you'd be like, okay, well, I messed up. I'm just going to go all in. And that's not necessary. Just taking that for what it is and being like, okay, it's all right. You know, it happens. And then just get right back on track. But allowing yourself that grace will make it more simple. And then along with that, you can start your day with an intention, okay? So how do you begin your mornings? Try adding meditation or deep breathing into your morning if you're not doing so at this time. This will help you start more focused, more calm, more centered. And, you know, mornings can be frazzled, okay? You know, there's a lot going on sometimes, and this will help at least start you in the right mindset. So you could start with a prayer, meditation, get some spinal movements in there and start breathing, just kind of loosening up your body from sleeping, and then doing this all with your breath, right? And then you can also go into a visualization. And this could be for what you expect for yourself in the day. What are your goals? And if you could also pertain this to your weight loss journey, right? How do you see yourself? Taking the time during this visualization to see yourself as this new identity that you want to become, okay? So seeing this, bringing it to life. And then you could end it with reading something that's going to be beneficial to you, right? And then just write it out. And you don't have to have a lot of time for this. Just give yourself, even if you're just starting out with a couple of minutes, do whatever you need to do to get started. Because sometimes if you take on too much, you'll backtrack. So if you're just giving yourself 10 minutes, then that giving yourself 10 minutes. If you're giving yourself 5 minutes, then start with 5 minutes. Whatever you need for you to get started. All right. Where are you at today? Where are you at tomorrow morning? And every day might be different. On Monday, you might have 5 minutes. On Tuesday, you might have 20. Be like, where did this time come from? Enjoy that for yourself because you deserve it. And just giving yourself that. And always, above all else, giving yourself self-compassion, talking to yourself with self-compassion, allowing the small victories, allow yourself to celebrate them. You don't have to wait till the finish line. Because even if that, once you reach that goal, you're going to pick another goal. It's not going to stop, right? You're going to elevate even more. So enjoy that. Your life is a journey. Your life is beautiful. And allow yourself that. All right. So don't forget to subscribe if you're not already subscribed to the show. And until next time.
Goodbye, guys. Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. Leave a 5-star review.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode and are feeling empowered in your journey towards a thriving well-being. Also, share this episode to someone you know this will bless. as that's how we spread the message. And don't forget just to take 30 seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts by scrolling down the show page and clicking write a review, because it also helps us grow. I appreciate you taking the time to show us support.